Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the presidential election fast approaches, many investors are starting to weigh the potential impact on the economy and financial markets. Does it really matter to the markets? Who wins? Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina, to help us with this perspective. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Now, first of all, give us the history here on this question of how the stock market performs under a Republican versus Democratic administration.
Well, Mike, they've done a lot of research over this over the years, and what it basically shows is that the Democrats, once they're in power and they have the House and the Senate, that you're actually going to outperform a Republican president. So that is something that we look into, and then we look into their taxes that they're talking about. We also look in different agendas of healthcare or education spending to see where we might invest in the future.
All right, well, let's just dive into those particular sectors then. Let's say the current administration continues. What sectors would you expect to recommend to your clients to have their money in?
Well, right now, under the current administration, they've reduced taxes. They've also spent a lot of money on the defense, aerospace, as well as the defense industry. And they have removed a little bit of the regulations, so the industrial sector has also performed well. They have not been as green, if you will, on the alternative energy sectors. And it's about a so-so or a half job, I guess, if you will, on the healthcare sector. That's kind of what has worked in the past.
Okay, and so if they were to continue, then you would feel good about being overweighted in defense stocks and industrial stocks?
Pretty much so. And then maybe some technology. Wouldn't overweight healthcare too much, but be aware of it.
All right, now let's flip the coin then and say that a new administration comes in.
Well, if Biden does take control of the presidency, he's going to spend more money on environmentally friendly infrastructure, alternative energy such as wind, solar, biofuels, that type of thing. And with that infrastructure spending, you could look into construction and engineering companies as well. The other thing is healthcare. They're talking about focusing on medical services for children and older adults. So that would look into the healthcare industry as well under a Biden presidency.
With the current polls and the current beliefs out there of who will win this presidential election, are you already seeing some money shifting towards those possibilities or probabilities?
Yeah, as the last month, maybe I would say you're starting to see some people invest more money in those particular areas with the anticipation that Biden will win here in the next couple of months, and that if these policies go through, the alternative energies and construction engineering should do extremely well.
What's the timetable here? What's the norm after an election? Because if these people are betting their money ahead of time, the old adage in the stock market is buy the rumor, sell the news. So should we expect a sell-off after the election?
You might see a little bit, but I think 2021 is going to be a pretty good year as we go back. People start going back to work. Unemployment numbers come down. I think you should see the equity markets continue to move higher from here.
And of course, the Federal Reserve's actions are always a factor. How do you see those playing out?
Well, I guess, Mike, the other day they came out and said they were going to stay or keep interest rates low. Somewhere between 2 and 3 years is their guess. They basically came out with the banks the other day and said, we're going to keep your capital reserves, won't let them buy back stocks or increase dividends for the next 3 months, just in case the hiring doesn't continue or is not as fast as they anticipated. They're just having a little safety net there. So I think all in all, things are going to move ahead. It just might be a little bumpy between now and the end of the year.
Well, Chris, as always, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
It was good talking with you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.